I'm at Montacute House near Yeovil in Somerset, where an interesting exhibition has just opened. The title of the exhibition is Imagined Lives, and it consists of 13 portraits from the National Portrait Gallery in London. All of the portraits are from the 16th and 17th centuries. Experts originally thought they were portraits of famous people, including Queen Elizabeth I. But since then, the identities of the people in the portraits have been questioned. And now, no one knows for certain who these people really are. To coincide with the exhibition, the National Portrait Gallery has asked some of today's most successful authors to create an imaginary identity for each of the people in the paintings. Writers such as Sir Terry Pratchett, Julian Fellowes, and Tracy Chevalier have written short stories for the 13 people who have lost their identities. Tracy Chevalier wrote the novel Girl with a Pearl Earring, which was inspired by a portrait by Johannes Vermeer. Curiously, since she wrote her short story for the exhibition, the person in her painting has been identified by an art student. He is really Sir Robert Dudley, a close friend of Queen Elizabeth I. It's possible that one day we'll discover the identities of the other 12 people in these portraits. But in some ways, not knowing who they are makes them more interesting. It allows us to imagine their lives in the past, making history more real.